If you've got your Bibles, I'm going to be in the book of Exodus, chapter number 34. Exodus chapter 34. I'll begin reading at verse number 1. Exodus 34 and 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables. Notice these last three words, which thou breakest. He said, and be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. For the sake of time, I'm not going to read the rest of this story. And I ask that you allow me to paraphrase, not that I'm trying to add to or take away from the word. But Moses was a great, great leader. He was and still is to this day, he was revered by the Jews and by the nation of Israel as one of the greatest leaders that ever lived. And you know, I've heard people say that, you know, that he made it as far as Mount Nebo and never got to actually go into the promised land that God had promised. And I've heard people say, see, God don't always hold true to his word. That's not right. If you'll get back over into the New Testament, you'll find out that Jesus, when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration, who was there with him? Moses was there with him. He may not have been as Moses had thought he was going to go, or as he was planning he was going to go, but he did get to look over and to see the promised land. The Jewish, they hold him to such a high standard. And if you ever get a chance to read any of the Midrash, it's some of the Jewish writings, you'll find out that according to the Midrash, that Moses is the only one, whenever he was on Mount Nebo, that God descended from heaven himself with three angels, stood by, and God kissed Moses into death. The only person that have ever been kissed by the face of God. God took out his golden shovel and buried Moses there on Mount Nebo. No one knows where he's at. But God said, I'm going to have some. He was a special leader. You know, a good leader, you'll find, will have a characteristic that they'll always have a vision beyond their lifetime. It's not just about me. It's about the work at the House of Prayer Church in Foyle, Oklahoma. He doesn't need me. After I'm dead and gone, there'll be another that raises up that God will have. The work will continue providing the Lord tarries. Moses was undoubtedly probably one of the greatest leaders that ever lived in the Israelite nation. But regardless of how good of a leader you are, regardless of how good of a person you are, I want you to notice something with me. You will have failures. For 40 days and 40 nights, Moses was on Mount Sinai communing with God. God gave him a table of stone, the Ten Commandments. Said, here you are, Moses. I've written these down for you. Moses climbs down off of that mountain, and you know the story there. He gets down off of the mountain, and he sees the children of Israel. They have made a golden calf. They're worshiping this thing and dancing around it. And Moses, in disgust, and possibly in a little bit of anger, throws these tables of stone down on the ground and breaks them. And I believe Brother Robert Harper, he knew instantly that he had messed up. What God had given him was perfect. It was perfection. He took something that, this is something that God had made and God had given him, and he destroyed it. It's amazing. And I'm not making excuses for the children of Israel, but it's amazing how quick that people can go crazy in such a short time. We 40 days and 40 nights, and they'd already forgot about the God that they had served. The God that had brought them out of Egypt's bondage. They had forgot about the miracles that God had performed for them. You know, it's no different than today. We'll see people come to church on Wednesday, and 3 or 4 days later, they've already forgotten. They've already made a failure. The first set of tables was perfect. They were sacred. But he destroyed it. His choice, his decision. He ruined it. There are people here tonight that have destroyed relationships, friendships. They have destroyed the calling. They have destroyed the word. But he repented. And he wanted it back. The first set was perfect. But the second set was personal. What did he tell him to do? He said, hew thee 2 tables of stone like unto the first. In other words, Moses, you got to get your chisel out and your hammer out. I want 2 tables of stone. Moses had to work through the night, up all night. He said, I've got an appointment for you. You need to be all back up on top of Mount Sinai first thing in the morning. The first one was easy. The second one, we say that he had some skin in the game. It was personal to him. He had to hew those tables out. He had to work a little bit. He had to sweat a little bit. He had to spend some hours through the night toiling and laboring. Because the first one he destroyed. You know, It's often easy for us to get like the children of Israel. We got to be careful. You know, sometimes there's a lot of blessings in life that seems like are just handed to us. I'm reminded of Joshua chapter 24 and verse 13 there. He's talking about the children of Israel. He goes to Joshua 24, he talks about all the deliverances and the things that God had brought the children of Israel out of. And the previous verse there talks about him using hornets to drive out the enemy. It wasn't swords and it wasn't weapons of war, but God used the hornets to drive the people out of the inhabitants of that land. But he goes and talks about this. He says that I have given you a land for which you do not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them. of the vineyards and the olive yards which he planted, nor do you eat. He said, I'm going to go ahead and read these next two verses just because they're good. He said, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him sincerely and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I believe Joshua made a few mistakes himself. I've never known of anyone without faults and failures. But let me tell you something. It's going to cost you something. You're going to have to work to get back what you lost. The first one God said is free. I want you, you realize that I could just imagine Moses up all night, Brother Virgil, working, hewing those tables out. Oh, it was easy going down the mountain. But I could just imagine him with a table under each arm, having to climb and go back up. It's easier to come down than it is go up, especially carrying a load. Sometimes we have to swallow our pride. It's not as easy as it is coming down whenever you're on the other side and you're going the other direction. But when you're going up and you're climbing uphill and you're carrying a load, it's not as easy as it is coming down. You have to take responsibility and be on time. He said, I want you here in the morning. You know, I'm going to get myself in trouble. I stay there half the time. But we have a tendency to say, well, you know what? I can skip. I can miss church. Nobody will miss me. What good's it going to do? Moses had an appointment. How can you be fed if you're not here? Now, I'm not saying that I'm all that important. I'm not. But this precious word is. He had an appointment that he could not miss. He could not afford not to keep. After he got to the top of that mountain, God said, I'm going to rewrite it for you. God didn't have to. But he said, Moses, I'm going to give you a second chance. I'm going to rewrite the Ten Commandments. God didn't have, he already wrote it one time. He didn't have to write it the second. But he said, Moses, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to do this for you. Some have messed up so bad, and God rewrites just for you. Some words Listen to me. He hasn't changed his plans for you or the thoughts that he has. You know, I questioned and I wondered, did Moses carry that second set of tablets, that second set of stone? Did he maybe carry that a little different than he did the first? I believe he did. I believe he watched every step. Brother Virgil, I don't want to accidentally trip, stumble and fall, and not anything intentionally that was his fault, but I don't want to fall. I don't want to do anything to break these things, because I know what it took to get them. Sometimes we're a little bit more careful the second go around. I alluded to it this morning, but I felt like, you know, whenever the Lord deals with you about something, you need to write it down. My memory's not that good. And I know I've heard of songwriters that have got up and said, God gave me a song in the night, and I woke up the next morning and can't remember it. Just a word of wisdom. If God gives you something, to write it down, and write it down right then. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. But a year ago today, 2025, July the 26th, was on a Saturday. I got chemicals in my eyes and I was blinded. I know you've heard this story. Some of you have, some of you may haven't. But I don't ever get tired of telling what the Lord has done. I got chemicals in both eyes, down my face, my nostrils. It's probably the most dramatic thing that has ever happened in my life. Life-changing. Well, Jared, I was blind. I couldn't see. I mean, I'm totally blind. I could tell there was a light. I could tell there was a lamp even on in the other room, but I couldn't see anything. It was just a bright light that just, I'm talking about headaches that's out of this world. And I would go to the doctor's office, and the eye doctor happened to go every day. And I would put two pair of sunglasses on my eyes and a shirt over my head. And still it was unbearable. Just the light from being outside. 14 days I was blind. But God miraculously healed me. It wasn't anything that He done. I know I have abused my body. I have run nonstop. My wife used to say I'd give the Energizer Bunny a run for their money. I haven't taken care of myself the way that I should have taken care of myself. I have abused it. I have mistreated it. I have done things that I shouldn't have done. It wasn't God's fault. I got chemicals in both of my eyes, but thank God for second chances. Amen. And I got to thinking as I was laying there blinded, I felt like I had failed the church. I had failed God. I had done, you know, this was my fault. This is what happened to me. And a year later, the church has prayed for me. The church has loved me. The church has supported me. The church has been wonderful. And you didn't deserve this. But God gave me a second chance. And I'm just preaching from my heart tonight. I don't want to take advantage of that. I don't want to take that for granted. But I wonder tonight if there's some here that God has given you another chance as well. And you could say that I have fallen short. I've taken the gifts and the things that God has given me, the perfect, and I have mistreated it. I have abused it. I have thrown it down. And, Lord, if you'll give me another chance, I'll try to do better. Maybe there'd be some here tonight that would say, I have destroyed everything. What God gave me was perfect. What God gave me was sacred. I'm talking about relationships, fellowship, friendship, chances and opportunities that God has put in your path, and like Moses, at the foot of Mount Sinai, you've taken the tablets of stone and thrown them on the ground. You did that. That was choices that you made. And maybe you're here tonight and you say that I have faltered and I've failed. But Lord, I find myself in this place. I need to repent. And Lord, if it takes all night for me to hew out two more stones identical to the first ones, spend all night praying and seeking God and asking for repentance, Lord, I'm willing to do that. And I'll climb Mount Sinai in the morning. I'll meet with you, God, if you'll meet with me. If you'll give me another chance, I promise I'll do better. You know, I take care of my body differently now than what I did before a year ago. Brother Virgil, I've got a drawer full of safety glasses. I don't grab a grinder without putting a pair on. I had good eyes. I just needed glasses before. But I took for granted what God had given me. Houses and cities that I did not build. Vineyards that I did not plant. The first one was perfect, but the second one was personal. It makes a difference.